Shakti is one of 85,000 prostitutes working in India's southeast state of Karnataka. The young mother earns $2 for each sexual act. Her monthly income averages around $300. That's much more than the $60 a month she earned working long hours as a garment worker. Just 3 months on the job, Parvati mistakenly applies eyeshadow to her lips. An older sex worker chides her for the makeup blunder.
My husband left me. I joined the business to look after the family. In the business, I am exploited. I did not know about condoms, so I just had sex without condoms.
Parvati was taught about condoms 1 month ago when another sex worker brought her to this community center in Greater Bangalore. She is now one of the 4,500 sex workers who live by the slogan, "No condom, no sex." This is the catchphrase for the government-subsidized Baruka Charitable Trust. The organization began 5 years ago and has since had a 600% increase in the number of sex workers who have pledged to enforce the condom rule. At the center, some of the sex workers are peer educators. They are paid $30 a month to run safe sex workshops for other prostitutes. The center distributes 50,000 free condoms a month to the prostitutes. Many of the clients are construction workers and truckers who are at high risk of infection. Because an estimated 15% of female prostitutes in southern India are HIV infected, the sex workers are praised for their efforts to combat HIV and AIDS. The no condom, no sex model seems to be working. Reports say condom use among these women is on the rise, and the number of sexually transmitted infections has gone down. Not all sex workers have the opportunity that Parvati had to learn safe sex practices. Peer educator Jaya Srinivasan has been a sex worker for the past 25 years. The single mother got infected with HIV from her husband, who died in 2000. She wasn't tested until 5 years after his death. During that time, she did not use condoms and believed she may have spread the virus to hundreds of people. She keeps her sickness a secret, in fear she will lose her job.
It is very difficult to explain to them that I am positive. I know that I am positive, but the client doesn't know. Suppose he gets HIV. Then I feel very sad.
Now, Srinivasan says she demands her clients wear a condom, but that 10% of clients refuse. Parvati confirms that it has not been easy to stick to the no condom, no sex policy.
I try to convince them to use a condom. Then I tell them that I have 2 children and I don't have a husband, so it's very important for me to be healthy. But even then, it is difficult for me to convince them.
Despite this challenge, Parvati says she feels more in control of her body now when she refuses to have sex without a condom. Critical, she says, in helping her face the difficult night and years to come. Linda Blake for VOA News, Bangalore.